Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe and I'm very glad you could join us for the last part of our lesson on the talented Lucy Lee. She's quite an amazing young golfer. Now, what do you remember from the last 2 days? Here's a little question. Where is she from? That's right. She was born to Chinese parents in California. Now, what person in her family did she want to be like? Good. Her older brother. Well, just what kind of a person is Lucy Lee anyway? Well, that's what we'll find out about today. What is her personality like? Pay attention and see what words our lesson uses to describe her personality. We'll also learn about Lucy Lee's experience at the U.S. Women's Open, which is a famous golf championship. Now, most people that compete there are grown adults. They are professional golfers. But if you remember, Lucy is only 12. After all, she's still a little girl. So let's find out what our lesson says about that. Well, let's get started. Open your magazine and let's read the first part together.
Lucy Lee. Move ahead to 2014, where Lucy's calm personality was a great benefit. She was the youngest player to ever qualify for the U.S. Women's Open. Lucy won the qualifying round in California by 7 shots. After Lucy's win, reporters gathered around the 5'2" champion. Answering their questions, Lucy appeared charming and full of giggles. At the U.S. Women's Open, Lucy was competing against the world's best players in North Carolina. She was also playing on one of the world's most difficult courses in 90-degree heat.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们来看的是 champion 这个名词。Champion 是指得到冠军的人或队伍。例如 Freddie is the champion of the dance contest. Freddie 是舞蹈比赛的冠军。或者是 the champion team celebrated their victory by throwing a party. 这支冠军队伍举行了派对来庆祝胜利。如果把字尾加上 SHIP, championship 是指冠军头衔。例如 our football team won the state championship last night.我们的足球队昨天晚上赢得了周冠军。继续我们要来看的是 compete 这个动词， COM 这个字首是指一起的意思，所以 compete 是指竞争或者是比赛。例如 these two boxers will compete for the heavyweight championship tonight， 这两位拳击手今天晚上将举行重量级拳王的争夺赛。它的名词是 competition， C-O-M-P-E-T-I-T-I-O-N。例如 ,female swim competitions are now being broadcast. 现在正在报道女子的游泳比赛。
Hello everyone, I'm Rebecca, and today we are on our third day all about Lucy Lee. So let's get right into our lesson. We read, move ahead to 2014, where Lucy's calm personality was a great benefit.Wait, Gabe,、mm-hmm. weren't you just asking about Lucy's personality?
Why, yes, I certainly was. And yes, there is the answer, friends. Right here in the first sentence, she has a calm personality. You'll see another answer a few lines later. She is charming and full of giggles. Those are all words that describe her personality.
Now, we saw the phrase, move ahead to 2014. Here's a question for you. Can we also say fast forward?To 2014? Well, I think the guys in the info cloud may have the answer.
Hello, friends. If you're as old as Ken and me, you should remember the cassette tape.
Yes, I certainly do. That's how we listened to music before the arrival of CDs.
All right. Unlike a CD, a cassette tape has to be listened to one song after another in sequence. So, what do you do when you get to a song that you don't particularly care to listen to?
You will hit the fast forward control on your tape deck and try to find the next song in the shortest possible time.
That's right. Nowadays, we seldom listen to cassette tapes and therefore don't need to hit or press the fast forward button. But the expression fast forward is still used when we want to direct someone's attention to a particular time or event.
Let's say I'm telling the story of President Obama. I might begin by saying, Obama was born in Hawaii in 1961 and spent part of his childhood in Indonesia. Fast forward to 1991, Obama graduated from Harvard Law School.
And then I might say, fast forward to 2008, Obama defeated John McCain and became President of the United States. As you can see, even though the fast forward control on a tape player is seldom used anymore, fast forward, the expression, remains very useful.
年纪稍长的人应该还记得 the cassette tape, 卡式录音带。听卡带必须照着它上面的顺序听。如果播放到一首你不喜欢的曲子，你可以按下 fast forward, 向前快转键。跳到下一首曲子。虽然现在卡式录音机已经很少人在用了，但 fast forward 这个片语呢，还是常常会用到。如果我们在叙述曾经发生过的事，想要跳过一段时间，就可以说 fast forward to 某一个时间。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. Well, we read on here, she was the youngest player to ever qualify for the U.S.Women's Open. Well, let's talk about that word qualify. What does that mean? That means that you are good enough to enter into some kind of competition or to participate in something.
Now, when I hear the word qualify, I always think about Irish dancing. I used to be an Irish dancer.
What?
And yeah, did you know that I used to do Irish dancing?
I know you like Irish dancing, but did you enter some kind of a competition or something?
Oh, absolutely. We had monthly competitions.And if you did well enough at a certain competition, you could qualify to go to Ireland.
That is so cool. I would love to qualify to go overseas, especially to a place like Ireland. Maybe I should learn Irish dancing.
I think you should. Okay, Gabe? But not right now. Oh. We are talking about Lucy Lee and golf.
Okay.
But Irish dancing would be a good sport for you to pick up.
All right. Well, friends, what kinds of things have you tried to qualify for? This is a good word to know.And a related word is the adjective qualified. Are you qualified to do this? Okay, let's move on now. We read, Lucy won the qualifying round in California by 7 shots. So this is the round that would qualify her.
Now, you just mentioned some really great words, Gabe, that we want to talk about. And that is to win something by a certain number of...points.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in our lesson, Lucy won the qualifying round by 7 shots. But isn't there other ways that we can use this phrase to win something by?
Well, yes, there are other ways to use that phrase. For example, let's say that Rebecca and I just played a game of basketball.
Basketball. I love basketball.
Yes.
So this is good.
Yes. Okay. So we played with our teams.
Mm-hmm.
And my team...had 100 points, and Rebecca's team only had 7 points. So, how much did my team win by, Rebecca?
Wait, hold on just a moment. Why is it that your team has to win by, or win... Why does your team have to win, Gabe?
It's just an example.
93 points? Your team won by 93 points?
That's right. We won by 93 points. That means Rebecca's team lost by 93 points.
Or,
these are great phrases.
Or hold on. What if we were playing Ultimate Frisbee and my team had 50 points and your team only had 1 point?
Okay, okay,
I could say, Wa ingla, ni shula.
You're right, ni ingla, wa shula. Their team won by 49 points. Very nice job. Well, let's see a little bit more of Lucy Lee.
What's the happiest you've ever been on the golf course, and have you ever thrown a club?
No, no. Throwing clubs is strictly off limits. No. The worst I've done is hit myself in the head. The happiest on the golf course is when I'm playing casual game with my friends, and we're just playing around having fun.
So remember, it's very important to have fun. And of course, Lucy Lee, it looks like she's always having fun. Well, let's see what we read in our lesson. At the U.S. Women's Open, Lucy was competing against the world's best players in North Carolina.
That's right, and we have a little picture of Lucy Lee. She is hitting the golf ball out of the sand, and of course, if you're a golfer, you have to encounter this situation sometimes. That's not the easiest thing to do, though. I've never done it myself.
Well, you know, I've never done it myself, but it looks like Lucy Lee knows how to do it very well.
That's
now,
right.
We saw another phrase, to compete against, and we actually want to talk about that phrase. That just means that you are playing against someone else.
That's right. You're trying to see who is better. Who can be the winner? You're competing against somebody. Now, just like Rebecca and I, our basketball teams and Ultimate Frisbee, we were competing against one another, and it's quite fun, isn't it?
It is so much fun. I consider myself a very competitive person, but of course, I like to play to win, not to lose.
Well, of course. Well, I'm a competitive person, too, but I like to play just to have fun sometimes. Are you a competitive person? Well, we do have more to learn about Lucy Lee. Let's do that right after this. Pretty good Irish dancers. Oh, hey, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're enjoying a lesson about the young and talented golfer Lucy Lee today. We found out that she was the youngest player to ever qualify for the U.S. Women's Open. She has a calm yet charming personality, and it seems like she loves laughing. Well, just how did she do at the U.S. Women's Open? What was her score? And what does she want to gain from her experience? Let's find out now.
Lucy Lee. When the first round ended, she had a respectable score of 78. But her score of 78 again the next day wasn't enough for her to advance. Still a little girl. Lucy often hops and skips as she moves along the golf course. Her parents want to keep the game fun for her. When asked recently what she wants, Lucy answered, "I want to have fun and learn. I want to learn a lot from these great players."
OK， 接下来我们要来看的是 respectable 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 respect， 尊敬这个动词，所以 respectable 可以指可敬的或体面的或者是正派的。例如 ，He's from a respectable family， 他来自一个正派家庭。但是 respectable 在今天是指好的或者是令人满意的。例如 ，Joe's investment gained a respectable return last year。Joe 的投资在去年有令他满意的回收。最后我们来看是 skip 这个动词。skip 是指蹦蹦跳跳或者是跳跃。注意它的过去式、过去分词跟现在分词都要重复字尾的 p 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ，Mimi skipped down the street arm in arm with her best friend。Mimi 和她最好的朋友手勾着手在街上蹦蹦跳跳。skip 也指错过或者是不做应该做。或常做的事，例如 Ruby is so busy that she skips meals all the time. Ruby 非常的忙碌，常常都没有吃饭。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So remember earlier we read that she, Lucy, was also playing on one of the world's most difficult courses in 90 degree heat. Well, let's continue with our lesson where we read, when the first round ended,She had a respectable score of 78. That's actually a pretty good score, but we want to talk about this word respectable. This just means fairly good.
Mm-hmm. Fairly good. So it's maybe not perfect. Maybe it's not the best. But people aren't going to look down on you for having that score either. It's a respectable score. People can respect you with that kind of score. We can use this word in other ways. For example, maybe you came from a really bad job, but now you have a new job and you have a respectable position. It's a respectable job.
Now, you could also say that you have a respectable salary. For example, Casey working as a doctor gets a respectable salary. So it's a pretty decent salary, I would say.
Well, that was a very respectable example, Rebecca. I like that.
You know, I thought so myself. Thank you, Gabe.
Very good. Well, we continue here, but her score of 78 again the next day wasn't enough for her to advance. So I would say it was still a respectable score the next day, but maybe she needed to do even better to qualify for the next round.
Now, let's keep in mind, she is only 12 years old, so she has many other opportunities to compete.
Well, that is true. Well, friends, Liz would like to share something with us. Let's take a closer look at something from the very first sentence in our lesson today, the phrase, where something was a great benefit. Here we go.
Hi there, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here as we take a closer look at today's sentence. Move ahead to 2014, where Lucy's calm personality was a great benefit. The writer is basically inviting her readers to look at the situation in 2014 and how Lucy's calm personality was a great thing to have to handle the situation. Notice the pattern. Where something was a great benefit. This is another way to say how something was very useful in a certain place or situation. For example, let's say you have a friend who's very good at remembering faces and he found a job that allows him to use that skill. So you can say, he found a job where remembering faces was a great benefit. Or let's say Linus got a house and it takes an animal lover to be able to appreciate that house because all kinds of animals wander across the property. So we can say, Linus got a house where being an animal lover was a benefit. There were different kinds of animals wandering across his front yard every day. And that's it for today. I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Now, although Lucy takes her golfing very seriously, there's still one thing to remember. She's still just a little girl.
Well, she is a little girl who enjoys playing golf. And friends, we read something about her here that she often hops and skips as she moves along the golf course. Those are two different movements that you can do with your body, too. Rebecca, can you hop for us?
Yes. When you hop, you just do this.
Like jumping up and down a little bit. Like a bunny.
It's just like a bunny. Okay. Wait, you just called me a bunny.
Well, I didn't call you a bunny, but bunnies do hop. Now, here's what skipping looks like. You go on one foot twice.
Look at you, Gabe. Okay, you're skipping.
Fine. This is what Lucy Lee was doing on the ground.
Well, I don't know if her skipping looked exactly like that.
Well, yeah, it was probably cuter.
But that's definitely a good demonstration of what skipping might look like.
That's right. So that's hopping and skipping. Well, we read on here that this is what she does on the golf course, and her parents want to keep the game fun for her, okay? They don't want her to grow up too quickly. They want to keep it fun for her. Let's take a look at that phrase, when you keep something and then you add an adjective. What does that mean?
Now, typically, when I hear this word keep, mm-hmm. I think about food, keeping food warm. For example, I really tried hard to keep your food hot, but you just took too long to get home.
Okay, or maybe you are a teacher. You want to keep your class enjoyable. You want to keep the kids excited about learning something. Or maybe, actually, something I hear often is keep it simple. Hmm. That's what people tell me about our English lessons, or maybe you want to tell somebody else you want to keep your speech simple. If you keep your speech simple and clear, everyone will enjoy it more.
And also, it's important to keep your room clean. That's what my mom used to always tell me growing up. Well, anyway, right now, it is time for us to review today's lesson with a review skit.
We're here today at the U.S. Women's Open in Pinehurst, North Carolina. The world's best golfers are competing here in 90-degree heat.
Hello!
Little girl, what are you doing on the golf course?
I'm having fun! And I'm learning from these great players.
But it's in the middle of a round of golf.
I know. I'm one of the players.
But you're just a little girl.
No, I'm not a little girl. I'm 5'2", and I'm 11 years old.
Yes, but...
And I'm champion of the day.
Oh, wow. That is impressive. I thought you were just a silly schoolgirl.
But I'm all business on the golf course. I'm smart, and I'm charming.
And full of giggles.
Yep, that's me, Lucy Lee.
So when did you start playing golf, Lucy?
I was about 5 years old. I would play for hours, and then I'd cry.
Because you played too much?
No, because I wanted to play more.
Did you like other activities, like ballet?
No, I wanted to play golf like my big brother.
Well, Lucy, you are very successful.
Yes! La, 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 la.
And still a childlike wonder. Congratulations!
We're in 2014, and see Lucy as the youngest player to ever qualify for the U.S. Women's Open. She won the qualifying round in California by 7 shots. Afterward, when reporters gathered around the 5'2" champion, Lucy was charming and full of giggles. At the U.S. Women's Open in North Carolina, Lucy was competing against the best players in the world, on one of the toughest golf courses in the world, and in 90-degree heat. Her scores the first and second days did not allow her to advance, however. She still is a little girl and often hops and skips along the golf course. And when asked what she wants, Lucy answered that she wants to have fun and learn from the great players.
Thank you, Linda. Well, make sure that you reread today's magazine lesson.
And also, practice those words and phrases that we went over today. They will make your English even better.
All right. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Hey, can you do some Irish dancing for
me? Oh, yeah. Watch. Here it goes.
Okay.
What did you do?